This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Keralam and Tamil Nadu yesterday. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for various projects and dedication of completed projects in Tamil Nadu to the tune of 5,650 crore rupees at Panjapur in Tiruchirappalli. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said infrastructure development programs initiated by the central government will improve connectivity and increase job opportunities for the local population there by improving the local economy.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum-related manufacturing, highways, railways and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
The Prime Minister flagged off five new train services, including two Amrit Bharat Express trains, two regular express trains, and one passenger train. Mr. Modi also dedicated the Indian Oil Corporation lube blending plant. Speaking at the program, the Prime Minister said the government is working day and night for the development of the state. Later, addressing a public rally organized by the NDA, the Prime Minister referred to the conflict in West Asia, saying that it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain. Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion today on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. In Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Appropriation Bill 2026 to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha negated the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla with a voice vote. West Asia tensions are escalating sharply. Iran has targeted commercial shipping in the Persian Gulf and attempted strikes on aviation infrastructure in the UAE. Abu Dhabi authorities said that a fire broke out near the old Abu Dhabi airport after air defense systems intercepted an incoming threat. It was quickly brought under control. Earlier on March 11th, a drone attack on Dubai International Airport injured four, including an Indian citizen. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma has said that India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, she said that the volume of crude oil secured by government exceeds what normally would have arrived through Strait of Hormuz. She also informed that domestic LPG production has increased by about 25% and the entire domestic LPG production is being directed towards household consumers.
The OMCs have secured various crude cargoes from different sources, and as a result of this diversification, about 70% of our crude import is now coming from routes outside the Strait of Hormuz, compared with about 55% earlier. Aaj hamari refineries are operating at the highest capacity utilization, or kuch refineries are operating at more than 100% of their capacity.
The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that more than 500 Indians stranded in the country travelled to New Delhi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights last night. The embassy said that Qatar Airways is scheduled to operate two flights to India today, on one each to New Delhi and Mumbai. It added that the three 24-hour helplines of the Embassy of India continue to be available for the Indian community to raise any query. India has welcomed the International Energy Agency, IEA, decision to release emergency oil stocks amid prevailing supply disruptions. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said in a statement that India is an associate member of the International Energy Agency and an active participant in international energy cooperation. The Board of Control for Cricket in India announced the schedule for the first phase of IPL 2026 to be played from March 28 to April 12, 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.